Chapter 4. Hear the soundless and nameless voice. Without real self-knowledge, all yearning for liberation is meaningless. In the modern world, we live a hectic life with absolutely no time. We rush from one appointment to another, eat in a hurried and almost mechanical way, fall asleep exhausted after checking our latest emails and updates on our social networks on our cell phones, and wake up with a start and our consciousness already fully immersed in the impossible agenda of the next day. Yes, with one or another variation in style or intensity, this is life for the vast majority of people in the Western world. And in this world in which we live in this absolutely unnatural way, in which when passing through the streets in subways and buses, what we find are billboards and posters preaching full health and physical perfection. Yes, in this almost insane world, the last thing we want is to get a disease. After all, nowadays, an illness, a disease means a problem, a threat, as we are forced to interrupt the furious speed in which we live to do something almost unthinkable for modern human beings. Take care of ourselves, take care of our life. And so, faced with the risk of losing our position on this merry-go-round that spins out of control, we run to the first doctor that comes along, we enter the first pharmacy we find, and we stuff ourselves with whatever medicine they indicate to us, with a single desire, that this passes as quickly as possible, that we are fine, and that we can resume our lives and our daily routines as soon as possible.
Yes, returning as soon as possible to that same day-to-day life that we complain about so often and to which we cling tooth and nail at the first threat of losing it.
Quite a life, isn't it? However, underneath this tragicomic appearance of our existence, in which we most resemble the poor man represented by Chaplin in his genial modern times, there is a much more severe, much more serious problem. A problem that for us, who want to be pupils of a spiritual school, should be what really matters in all this. The most serious problem is that living this way, human beings turn their backs on a great ally, on a true private teacher that they were given at birth, which is the corrective and perfect system of this world, the law of causes and effects. When we treat our health in this superficial, utilitarian, cold, almost calculating way, in which our organism becomes like a car, a vehicle in which our mind rushes in and out, driving us through the congested lanes of our existence, we close our eyes, our ears, and mainly our heart, to the signals that reach us through our body. We turn our backs on the signals that our body sends us, signals that bring out the effects, the consequences of our actions, many times in the form of illnesses, diseases, like all those manifestations that we want to resolve quickly so that we can continue with our crazy race of life. Our challenge as human beings, and especially as those who yearn for a fundamental transformation of their lives, is to address these issues in a completely different way. Our real challenge is to hear the voice, soundless and nameless, that many, many times uses our organism as a sounding board, giving it the signs of what is not going well in our life, in our behavior, and in our attitude. And this is something essential because otherwise the facts, the consequences of our actions will force us and subjugate us when our attempt to escape from ourselves reaches a certain organic limit. Yes, we need to turn around. We need to have the courage to turn around this mechanical way of living life to avoid spending the years of our youth and maturity divorced from our inner world, accumulating faults and their consequences that are not treated and resolved, to later, during our old age, spend our days lamenting our luck and our health problems, friends, fate, the breakdown of our organic structures over time, and the stress of the world in which we live are not going to change. This is not about superficiality and the absolute falsity of the ideal of perfect health that the media try to make us buy and swallow like miracle pills at every corner. The fundamental question is quite another. It has to do with soul learning, with the golden opportunity that lies before us. The opportunity to go through our experiences in the only right way, to learn from them. This is the fundamental question that each one of us in our life, in our body, in our pupilship, needs to learn to recognize and unravel. Pythagoras repeated to each student the admonition of the Temple of Delphi, "Know yourself, and you will know the universe and the gods." Knowing yourself is the first step to healing. Not outer healing, but inner healing, which will then transform the outer.